بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، in the 9th juz of Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in regards to the system of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has a very special system of how Allah Ta'ala, how we may say, runs His world. And يدبر الأمر, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes care of all the affairs of dunya. And all the affairs of dunya, the halat, conditions, decisions, all happen from majari al-qada. Majari al-qada refers to that place, the arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, where decisions are made. All decisions are from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us only management skills, where we can manage our lives. But the final decision belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Based on our a'mal, the Muslim Ummah, the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the a'mal that they carry out, not just the a'mal, but the level of ikhlas, dedication, loyalty, the intention, what is the ba'ithul amal, what is the catalyst, the spark behind the amal. When it comes to Iman and Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the hearts of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the ikhlas, sincerity, the commitment. And based upon that, Allah ta'ala's decisions come down. And then halat and conditions, either grips the person, favorable or adverse. So when it comes to the a'mal of insan, in Quran Sharif we hear, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا, that the Arab and the Bedouins came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, آمَنَّا, that we believe. Belief, iman has to do with the heart. Belief and iman has to do with the heart, and Islam applies to the external of a person. His a'mal, his salah, Quran tilawat, dhikrullah, keeping roza, going for hajj, all these are external. This is Islam. Iman has to do with the inner part of a person's heart. Like in salah, one, right now we read salatul fajr, that's the external. And that's the a'mal of Islam. Iman is a concentration in the heart. How much was my heart here right now? For the 10 minutes, 9 minutes of salah, where was my heart right now? That got to do with the internal. I dress up according to sunnah, that's the external. What is iman internal? Do I really have love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Or that I have selective Islam, selective iman? That I will dress for salah like this, but out of salah or elsewhere, function, occasion, then it changes. So when the Arab came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the Bedouins, they say, Amanna, we have iman, we believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, Walakin qulu aslamna. Rather you should say, we have brought Islam outwardly. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, whereas iman hasn't entered the heart as yet. From there, Mufassirin explain, as we mentioned, one is Islam, one is iman. For this iman to come in the heart of a person, then a person, is it just a ritualistic amal that we do, but with quality, with iman, with belief, yaqeen, conviction, and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how I should be doing the amal right now, with concentration, devotion, loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to hajj, the hujjaj are leaving right now, and the whole exercise and amal and ibadat of hajj is to go to Baytullah and to come back with the love of Allah. Understand, my dear brothers, to go to Baytullah and Medina Munawwara to come back with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the haji returns, you can see on him, on his face, and the way he carries himself out, that he's come back with the love of Allah. When the love of Allah will come, then the love of dunya will disappear. He comes back with the quality of preparing for maut, for death, disinclination from dunya, preparing for maut. He has one direction, be the haji or the hajiyani. They both have come back. Not that the Haji goes to Baytullah, Madina, Munawwara and comes back with more brand names. Ah, he went for Hajj, she went for Hajj. The new Abaya, the new Kurta. That's the Haji. He hasn't come back with the brand names. He's come back with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Iman. Otherwise he'll do the Hajj and he'll go with the flow and the motions. Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. This is Aslamna, we brought Islam. But during the Hajj also, the intermingling, the talking, that's Mahajibin. Hajibai says Mahajibin. We sit in the foyer, we have a nice talk, let's go for ice cream, let's go for coffee. So I've come for Hajj only as a Muslim. I haven't come with Iman. Iman is when I'm right there, the Baytullah, and the command of Allah is superior. I'm Madina Munawwara right now, and I have to just have the breakfast because it came with a package. If I can help it, I want to have it also. Oh, I have to sit on the table and share. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never sat at the table. Islam. Because I have this profile of a Muslim, therefore I'm doing these actions. Iman is something else. I'm committed, I'm dedicated. I'm Madina Munawwara right now. What was the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How many a haji or a mu'tamir going for umrah also? And maybe you'll ask him or her, what is sunnah dua for entering Masjid al-Haram? Or any masjid? Do you know the dua? How many duas do you know right now? The one maktab dua I learnt, Islam. What is iman? I want to learn more duas. What are the duas Nabi Ali Salatu Salam read when he entered the masjid? The two rakat tahiyyatul masjid, tahiyyatul wudu. Is hitting my iman right now. I want sunnah to come into my life. Before the Hajj, during the Hajj. Qurbani is coming right now. Qurbani is coming right now, and the first thing on my mind, how much is it going to cost? What will be the cost this year? One is the love, I want to do it. I'm saving the entire year to make Qurbani. That is iman. Islamically, I'm putting the knife to the neck of the animal. So outwardly, I am performing the ritual. Rose the jazba and the feeling in the heart right now, I'm putting this knife on my nafs. No more I will listen to you. This is iman. And I can see the change already. That from today, Qurbani day, I still get my Zuhr Salah with Takbir Ula Safi Awal. Oh, because I need to finish quickly, so Zuhr Salah, I went to Jamaat also. It shows entire year came out Islam, iman is something else. So when the Ummah only move on Islam, and they don't understand iman, how much of the ummah understands iman? There's an effort of iman. There's an effort how to get this iman into the heart. That my salah becomes salah of a mu'min. Hajj becomes a hajj of a mu'min. Qurbani becomes a qurbani of a mu'min. Of a person that believes in Allah. He has true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say when iman will come into a person's life, then to him, a bar of gold, a bar of silver, and a stone is all equal. I have Allah. Allah becomes superior, Allah becomes everything. His salah is everything in his life, to put his head down to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, becomes, this is iman. Commitment, dedication. That is why ulama say, if you learn iman, then go to the battlefield of Uhud, and look at the lesson of wafadari, loyalty sahaba ikram had for Rasulullah, the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's loyalty. Wafadari. When iman will become weak, then ulama explain that outwardly the ummah will remain as Muslim and the amal will become ritualistic, will become an adat, a habit, not an ibadat. And then because of just having Islam, even sins will not seem serious to them. Such serious. Today I ask myself when I lift my hands to make dua, and I make tawbah, in my heart of hearts, even in my mind also, is nothing really major in my life. Dua has become ritualistic. Oh Allah, forgive me for the sins of the day, of the night, in seclusion, in privacy, in public, the sins knowingly, unknowingly, and that was my tawbah. There's no imani tawbah. That Ya Allah, the effort of deen which I am not doing, that too is, there's no more kabair, there's no more major sins in the ummah right now. whether it be intermingling, whether it be some nasheed that sounds like music, whether it's some function, whether it's some gathering, whether some haram taking place. So there's no more major sins left in the ummah. They don't feel anything major in our lives. That's why we raise our hands and we say the tears are flowing, because we have Islam, we don't know what is iman. So there's no more tawbah now. There's no more istighfar. That fervent istighfar and tawbah is no more there. We'll go for the programs also talking about myself, and the heart won't be moved. So there's no more major things, no more kabair. But we are living in kabair, in major sins. Kabair refers to major sins. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has sounded warnings in regards to these sins. Nothing major. Whether some riba I have in my account, usually interest, whether myself when it comes to where I'm going, with the profile of kurta and topi, I still go to a haram place. And I feel absolutely comfortable. Whether the women are in parada or not, no discomfort. I'm comfortable still. Aslamna. Islam has come. Not amanna. Iman has to come. The fear, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave two warnings. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ أَنْتَ فِيهِمْ Allah will not punish the ummah as long as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is amongst the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the swallowing parda. Now there's fear. Allah's azab will come. Azab meaning Allah will wipe out the ummah. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to His mercy said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah will not wipe out and punish the ummah as long as they make istighfar and tawbah. The fear ulama say right now is the ummah is not making istighfar. They are perpetrating major sins, but no istighfar. They've come to a level now where everything is free for all. Do as you want to, there's no repercussions. Allah is still giving more dunya. Dunya is still coming, so Allah loves me. Allah gave Fir'aun also. Allah gave Namrud also. Allah Ta'ala gives kuffar also. That is the criteria of Allah's muhabbat. Ummah hasn't understood what are the serious sins, what is iman, no more istighfar, the fear is right now. The fear is right now, the ummah is looking at haram, involved in haram. The families, the extent of israf, extravagance, squandering of wealth, of time, that too is a sin. Allah Ta'ala says, "Well, ask by the qasam of time, insan is at a loss right now, but doesn't feel the loss. What a weekend we had. But in layani, futility, breaking the command of Allah, and the ummah is happy about it. Nothing serious. There's nothing serious, nothing major in my life right now. As I mentioned, I'm talking about myself, my dear brothers. That now I lift my hand, Ya Allah, the whole weekend went in just vanity, wasted the time, wasted my health, didn't get invested in the correct avenues right now. And the bucket list is getting bigger and bigger and deeper and deeper. We have to do this, we have to go there, we have to try this. That's why Allah Ta'ala make it this year, that the Hajj becomes the real Hajj of the Ummah. Not that you go to Medina one hour to have some ice cream, and there to have some coffee, and there to have... Did you try this? Did you try that? Make sure you go there. We're going to Baytullah. We're going to Madinah Munawwara. We're making Qurbani. The spirit, at one time, ulama was saying that Qurbani became ritualistic also. Just sign one check, give it to organization, make my Qurbani. My zakat is another EFT. Take care of my zakat. No iman in it. There's no jan, no life. They have to go look for the poor person. Go and see how I can help him. The Qurbani also, go buy the animal myself. Take the children, take the family, go and look for animals. That is imani qurbani. Not that now, the qurbani animal, you can cut it, but don't bring it home. We can't take the smell. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Don't dirty my tops. You can just give it away. And qurbani supper, we're having chicken. Not even qurbani meat. But we had qurbani today. That is Islam. We did it, but now we don't want to dirty our hands. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that the ummah is no more making istighfar and tawbah. Because we haven't learned, Ya Allah, these are major sins in my life. That is now time for us to introspect. The ummah is bleeding right now. The Ummat is bleeding right now. Sometimes the pain is in the foot. But where is the point of where the pain is coming from? Some nerve in the shoulder. We might think they are involved in guna, that is why azab is coming. It's sometimes because elsewhere in the ummah they're not making tawbah and istighfar. Allah is testing somebody else that has a little bit of iman in them. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, my dear brothers, that we turn to istighfar. And check in our lives right now, ya Allah, what are the major things? Sit with the family, make ta'aleem, go out in the path of Allah, sit with my shaykh, and learn what are major things. Let's make tawbah and istighfar. Let's speak about it, that we have to eradicate these things from our lives right now. Something is not right in my life. So therefore we have to check in our lives right now, what is it? Sometimes just 1 cent of riba is the interest. Sometimes one guna and sin I didn't take care of. And just to conclude, ulama say, when we don't wipe out all the gunas and sins, Allah Ta'ala gives us till old age. And then I didn't make tawbah. I sent my daughter out to university. I sent her out, flaunting her beauty. Men are looking at her. I'm not making istighfar in my heart. As a father, one parent phoned one of our senior muftis and asked him, my daughter's nikah is taking place. So many years, she's almost 30. So simply asked, did you send her to school all these years? Did she leave the house unnecessarily? So the reply was yes. But the amount of years you send her, make istighfar. You as a parent make tawbah. You close the door of her nikah. Nobody else did some jadu. You the one that did the jadu right now. It wasn't necessary to send her out, but you sent her out. Now for the amount of years you make istighfar and tawbah, then you understand, ya Allah, it was a major sin. But I didn't regard it to be a major sin. So I haven't made istighfar. So I blocked all the proposals as a parent. Allah, give us understanding, my dear brothers. We have to go and feel what iman is about. What is real iman in the heart? Then one person who made proper istighfar, how many doors Allah will open up? Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. SubhanAllah.